northern part of Oklahoma City. Crews in Galveston County, Texas, have ended their search for victims of Hurricane Ike. So far, 49 deaths have been attributed to the September hurricane along Houston's coastal areas. Some 20 people still remain on the Laura Recovery Center's missing list. Officials in Australia say the toll from the country's worst-ever wildfires isn't limited to people. More than 180 people died in the fires, and now it's estimated that millions of animals also perished. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
Satellite radio company Sirius XM may file for bankruptcy in the next few days. The New York Times reports the company has been working with restructuring experts and bankruptcy lawyers to prepare the papers for a Chapter 11 filing. Sirius is scrambling to raise $175 million due to EchoStar by next Tuesday in order to fend off a possible takeover. A National Medical Society is investigating whether a fertility doctor followed its guidelines when he implanted 6 embryos into a Southern California woman who gave birth to octuplets last month.
The American Society for Reproductive Medicine confirms it's investigating because Nadia Suleiman says she received in vitro fertilization for all 14 of her children at the same Beverly Hills fertility clinic. Suleiman told NBC's Today Show that she was implanted with 6 embryos in each of her 6 pregnancies, resulting in 4 single births, a set of twins, and the octuplets. No more than 3 embryos are considered the norm for a woman her age, and fertility experts and medical ethicists have been critical of the birth of the octuplets. Denise Petsky, Los Angeles.
A federal judge has sentenced a Montana woman to more than 4 years in prison for stealing a missing South Carolina woman's identity and using it to attend an Ivy League school. Esther Reed told the judge in Greenville Wednesday that she pretended to be Brooke Henson to try to start a new life to escape a dysfunctional family. She says she meant no harm. Reed pleaded guilty in August to federal fraud and identity theft charges, and it faced much more prison time. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be views of David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. But before we get to David, I want to point out that the Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner, member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Bilderbergers, member of the Group of 30, a former president of the First Federal Reserve Bank of New York City, who worked with Henry Paulson and created all the problems we have today, has now said that, well, he thinks it's going to take $1 trillion they're going to have to give to the banks to create liquidity, and then they're going to have to, you know, give another $1 trillion to try to buy up all these defaulting collateralized debt obligations, these mortgages, bonds that are made up of defaulting mortgages. But see, the problem is that they really don't know how to price those, because after all, if they price them too high, why, of course, then the taxpayer's going to lose money. If they tax them too low, the banks are going to lose money. And so they really don't know how to price them. And after all, the price of homes is cascading down. Do you realize that 10,000 Americans every day are going into foreclosure? We're talking about over 3.5 million people are going to lose their homes in the coming year. But they just can't figure out what to do there in Washington, D.C., because they're so incompetent. Or are they really incompetent? They list a lot smarter than you and I are. And let me just point out, what we're doing is trying to get the American people focusing on the wrong issues. This is what they always do. What you ought to do is hold the people who sold the defective and the fraudulent bonds responsible and make them take them back and take the losses. Oh, well, that would hurt the stockholders and the bondholders in the banks. That's fine. And they would then hopefully fire the people in charge. And they would, but the banks had run out of money. Let them run out of money. They created the problem, and certainly they've got plenty of money to lend now. They can leverage up to sometimes 40 to 1. There's no shortage of money out there with the banks. They've intentionally created this shortage, as they have repeatedly down through the past several centuries. But they can't let the American people know that they've created this whole problem to destroy our economy and impoverish our people and bring about a new world order. And don't let them get you sidetracked and debating the wrong issues. Why has nobody gone to jail for fraudulent rating? Why has nobody gone to jail for actually selling fraudulent bonds that they knew were going to default? These are the people who should be picking up the money, and believe me, they have trillions of dollars that they've gotten, you know, illegally, and they should be held responsible, and they should clean up this mess rather than putting it off on the American taxpayers and impoverishing us. Well, with that as a background, David Whitney is with the Institute of the Constitution. And, of course, we wouldn't be in this mess if we'd followed the Constitution and we had gold, money that was based upon gold and silver, as the Constitution calls for. David, you pick up the story.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And our founders knew the danger of paper currency, fiat currency, not backed by anything, because they experienced it. Once they formed our country, and we'll talk about it a little later, the Articles of Confederation allowed them to print paper money, which they did, and they financed or tried to finance the Revolutionary War this way, and the Continental was the name of the currency, and it became shortly thereafter nicknamed worthless as a Continental, because once you begin printing it with nothing behind it, then the government's just going to continue printing as much as it can until people catch on that it's worthless and won't accept it anymore, and that's exactly what happened to our founders. Which is why when they crafted our Constitution, they specifically prohibited anything but gold and silver as money that Congress was allowed to coin, and they also prevented the states from doing anything, you know, printing a paper fiat currency out of thin air. And they were very wise to do so, and it's a tragedy that we have allowed an unconstitutional action, all the way back in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, to begin the process, and the full-scale destruction is now well underway, and they're crashing our economy. But there is an answer. There is a solution. And that's to go back to the original design. What our founders structured in our Declaration, Constitution, and Bill of Rights still stands as the supreme law of the land, and we the people can still force our elected officials and appointed officials, judges, legislators, presidents, governors, everybody in any government position, we can force them to abide by the terms of the Constitution, our contract with our civil government. The problem is most Americans don't know that contract, and therefore they're unable to do anything but to wring their hands and say, we need this bailout or we need help. No, we don't. We need to throw the bums out, and we need to put only people into office who will uphold that exact Constitution. Well, when our founders began to recognize that their conflict with King George III and Great Britain was directly going to lead to war for shots fired and so forth at Lexington and Concord, it was no longer a matter of talking about the ideas that they had been discussing. It was a matter of putting them on paper. And so when they met in 1776 in Philadelphia, they began to draft a Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson was the primary drafter, although Benjamin Franklin and John Adams and others, Livingston and so forth, were part of that drafting committee that changed and altered the language. But it's important to note what it is they said in that document, which is really the birth certificate, if you think of it, for our country. It states the founding principles. It is, in essence, the preamble to the Constitution. That is, the Constitution's a how-to document. Here's how you do this, and here's how this functions. It's a nuts-and-bolts kind of document, whereas the Declaration declares the purposes, the principles, the foundation. And if you lose and miss the foundation, you can easily misinterpret what the Constitution has said. And that is quite common today when people twist our government into something it was never intended to be. Our founder said all men are created equal, and it's our Creator God who has given us unalienable rights, life, liberty, property being the principle free, but certainly not limited to that, but the entire purpose of government. The whole reason government was instituted in the first place was to secure those God-given rights and nothing more. Not to run the economy, not to bail out banks, not to bail out, General Motors or any other car company. That's not the purpose of government. In fact, that's the exact opposite of the purpose of government, to secure and protect our God-given rights to life, liberty, and property. And particularly that last one's in view here, Dr. Stan, because the bailout really is a form of theft from we the people. And I know that people have a hard time understanding it because, the government prints more money to help these things out. What harm does that do to me individually? It does enormous harm because every dollar they print dilutes the value of your investments, the value of your house, the value of your IRAs and 401ks, the value of everything you've ever worked for in life is diluted every time they print more. And when they print a trillion, and several trillion now have been promised, you probably get the numbers better than I do, three point some trillion have been promised and more is on the way. That is diluting it enormously. We don't actually know how much is out there because they stopped reporting it with the M3, which means we don't know how many trillions are in circulation in contrast with how much they're printing now that will dilute what's already out there. So they're stealing very directly from we the people, and that's the exact opposite for which our government was founded, to secure our God-given rights to property. That phrase, the pursuit of happiness, includes not only ownership of property, but being able to keep the fruit of your wages, all those things combined together. And when government, which derives its just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people, when that government does not do its job, when it fails to secure our God-given rights to life, liberty, and property, it is an additional right that we the people have, and as a matter of fact, it's a duty that we have to either alter that government or to abolish that government after a long train of abuses and usurpations. And they go ahead to list in our declaration 28 of those abuses and usurpations the King of England had engaged in and violating the purpose for which government was instituted.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. And if we have any hope of saving America, we're going to have to teach people all over again what people knew 100 years ago, and that was about the miracle of our Constitution. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon, David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. You have to understand the Constitution. They do not teach it in high school. They do not teach it in college. They do not teach it in law school. Most lawyers really don't understand the Constitution. There's been an organized effort. Oh, you get a little here, there, and elsewhere, the idea of three branches of government. But the real secret of America's Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government, to give us a defense for America, but not to give us the ability to go out throughout the world chasing demons and certainly destroying any regime we want to with our military and killing our boys and civilians unnecessary. But the whole function of, from the financial point of view, was to give us a solid currency that could not be destroyed the way that they're destroying this one, or give the power to a small group of people who have a different agenda, and their agenda is to certainly bring down the whole world financial system. Their loyalty is not to the America and our sovereignty, which they're sworn to uphold. Their loyalty is to the idea of the chance for a new world order, as Henry Kissinger said. Pick up the story there, David.
Well, it's really helpful to look at the reasons why our founders formed a new government, because looking at their 28 reasons listed there in the Declaration of Independence, it's uncanny to see how many of those 28 reasons they separated from Great Britain are very true today. When you ask the average person on the street, you know, why did we fight the war for independence, they'll say, oh, taxation without representation. And it's true, that's one, but only one of 28. and in some senses not the most significant one, because there's groupings of these, if I just could walk through them. First of all, his abuse of the legislative powers, that he has refused to assent to certain laws that were most wholesome and necessary for public good. He's forbidden laws that have been passed by the representative bodies in the colonies. He's refused to allow them to be enacted. He suspended them, utterly neglecting his duty to see them enacted. He's refused to pass other laws. He's called the legislative bodies together at different places and so on where it was difficult for them to gather. He's dissolved legislative bodies, and he has refused to allow laws to be passed that were needed, as well as imposing all kinds of illegal things in terms of English common law and in terms of the contract that they had with the king. You see, each of the 13 colonies had their own charter. That charter was a contract between the people of that colony and the king's duties, their duties, and the king abrogated each one of those, and that's one of their 28 reasons. He took away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, altering fundamentally the forms of our government. And indeed, that is what has happened in America today. If you really look at the original idea and intent of what they meant by what they said in the Constitution, the very principles laid out in the Constitution have been violated every which way till tomorrow. And the government that we have in Washington, D.C., 90-plus percent of what it does is unconstitutional. Probably more than 90% of the money it spends is illegal. They have no business spending that money because it's a violation of the supreme law of the land, our Constitution. So it's uncanny to see how the tyranny that led our founders in the Declaration to say King George is unfit to be the ruler of a free people, so many of those same 28 reasons are true today in our current government. And the legislative abuse is only one area where the king was in great violation of the not only the charters, but the common law that defended a man against an attack by a tyrant. Oh, a whole other area of his abuses was in the judicial branch of government. He refused to allow jury trials, which again, the Englishmen say, this is our God-given right to be tried by a jury of our peers. The king and a jury of those peers means those who live in the vicinity where you live. And he dragged colonists all the way across to London, where obviously they were not tried by a jury of their peers. In other cases, he denied trial by jury altogether. And surely our government has done exactly the same, things like the Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act. And on the list goes of egregious violations in our day that, in a sense, actually are worse in many ways than what King George III was doing in his day, because there's no mention here in the 28 grievances against King George III that he was directly stealing out of the pocketbooks of the entire populace, which is indeed what our government has been doing ever since 1913 through the Federal Reserve Act and fiat currency, stealing directly from us, wasting and taking our wealth and ultimately enslaving us on this continent that we settled. He has deprived us of trial by jury, and he's transported us beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Very interesting term, because how can you have a pretended offense? You can have it by having a pretended piece of legislation, which is mentioned in one of the other of the 28 reasons. So they were saying the king has created legislation that's false, that's not real law, and he's forced us to abide by these laws that are not real law. Well, how can you say that, especially when you have a monarchy? You think, well, you know, a king is the head of the government, and the king, whatever he says is law, and whatever he does is law, and so how can you possibly oppose him? Not so. The Englishmen understood that even the king was under the supreme law of God's word and God's law, the laws of nature and nature's God, as they say at the beginning of the Declaration. And the king has violated God's law, and therefore it doesn't matter whether the king believes he has a divine right of kings or something like that. No such thing exists. The king is subject to the law of God just as much as we are. And again, that's what our government today has done. It has assumed powers to itself that it does not lawfully have. And, you know, the list goes on and on of different pieces of tyrannical legislation that oppress we, the people. And it is illegal what they have done. And so the grievances the colonists had against the king are the same grievances that we have against our unconstitutional government. Well, so the legislative branch, he abused that. He abused the judicial branch. And then he abused the military. And boy, don't we see that today. There is no permission in our Constitution for the standing army that it goes on and creates trouble around the world, building an empire, not really defending our God-given rights. No, a standing army was one of the things that of the 28 that they listed as a violation of their covenant, their contract with the king. They say he has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislature. Again, the structure of our Constitution directly reflects that. It was the legislative body that would call up the militias from the several states, and it was the legislative body, the Congress, alone that could declare war. They could not, as they did in this Iraq incident, give the president powers to decide to utilize force, whatever that means. That's not a constitutional phrase, and it's an unconstitutional action on their part. You see, our founders knew that there was a grave danger in keeping a standing army. If you have a standing army, eventually you're going to use that standing army, and you're going to use it to tyrannize somebody, maybe even your own populace, which is what we saw down there in Katrina. They took the guns from the residents of New Orleans in complete violation of our Constitution and violation of the Second Amendment. So standing armies are a grave danger, and they speak also about his abuse of the military, that he protected them from being tried for war crimes that they would commit against the populace of this country, that he's ravaged our towns and ravaged, plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, destroyed the lives of our people. All of these things are potentially what the current military regime will do to us as well.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment with David Whitney. And ladies and gentlemen, most of what the government is doing today is unconstitutional. In violation of the Constitution, the restrictions placed on it, let's take America back.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Genesis, and right now our guest is Pastor David Whitney. But before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and what your telephone number is. I want you to tell them about the program they can take on the Internet where they can actually go through the course themselves. And then, of course, hopefully that would lead to the fact that they're going to get a kit and begin disseminating the information across America. But you go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our website at Institute on the Constitution is IOTConline.com. That's IOTConline.com. And when you look at the first page there, that you can sign up to take an online version of our course, our Foundations course, that gives you a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, watching the videos online, taking a test, doing the whole course that way. But we encourage people, in addition to that, to get a host kit, which you can also click a button there to order a host kit. We have a class graduating out in Utah, another class starting in Washington State, a couple's class starting in Mississippi, and I talked to people in Florida, are going to start all over the country, in all 50 states. There are people conducting these classes, some with a homeschool group, others with a church group, and others just in the general community bringing people in, because the only way we're going to take our system back from the tyrants who are completely out of control and completely in violation of the Constitution, the only way is for citizens to rise up with the education. They first have to have the knowledge before they can take action, the education to know what the supreme law of our land is, what the U.S. Constitution says, and then remove those from office who refuse to abide by it. Also, if people would like to visit our web store there, it's the same address, iotconline.com. There's many resources that can help you understand the application of the principles that our founders established there. There's books and DVDs and tapes and CD sets, all sorts of resources to help the average citizen do exactly that. And we're encouraged, as we see across the country, people rising up, especially with the election here of Obama, people recognizing, whoa, we're about to lose our Second Amendment here. And look out, we're going to lose our all sorts of other rights that government was designed to secure. And so there are people concerned enough. They're doing something. And the most practical thing and the first thing to do is educate yourself, your family, your church, your surrounding community, and then spread it out from there. And also, if they want to order, prefer to make an order during Eastern Standard Office Hour time, they can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number, again, for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. So we've been walking through the 28 reasons we separated from Great Britain and drawing the parallels to today. And one of the things that just stands out to me as so clearly parallel is their statement of one of the 28. He, the king, has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. Wow! If that doesn't describe Washington, D.C., I don't know what does. Swarms of new kind of offices, the EPA, the OSHA, and all along the list of alphabet soup government agencies, that their only purpose is to harass our people and to eat out our substance by further taxing us and fining us and driving us into poverty. That is indeed what the current regime is doing, exactly what the King of England was doing in that day. He's constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country. And you might say, well, that doesn't sound like it applies. Well, no, not directly in terms of bearing arms against our own country, but certainly the draft. Every time the draft has been enacted, and I know they're talking about reenacting the draft now, and this time including drafting women of all things. How horrid. Well, any time a draft is enacted, basically it's the government doing the same thing, constraining citizens to serve in the military when they choose not to serve in the military. If they were free, they would say, no, I don't want to be any part of it. In a sense, the draft is a form of involuntary servitude, which the King of England had foisted upon the people. And they conclude their long list of 28 here, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And so their conclusion is, we have made every attempt to reason with him. We've sent our list of grievances, and he's rejected them. I'm working with a group of people from 14 southern states who are drawing up a list of grievances for our federal government that we're demanding an answer to. I know that many others who have done similar things have gotten no answer, no response whatsoever. But we must try to do that until there's a point at which there is no recourse, and then we need to turn them out of office, and we're working to see that happen.
Well, David, you know, we're hearing a certain amount on the Internet about a number of states are actually saying, you know, we are going to, of course, start applying the 10th Amendment, and you are doing all sorts of things you can't do. How real is this movement? Because you would be certainly on the front lines of knowing about it.
Yes, actually, very encouraging to see what New Hampshire is doing. They've put together a joint resolution basically throwing down seven different things if the federal government touches the Second Amendment. If the federal government establishes martial law in any state of the union, they've listed seven things that they have identified as egregious violations of the Constitution, that if the federal government does these, then basically their contract with the federal government is done. They put it this way, that the powers we, the states, have granted to the federal government under the title of the Constitution are now returned to the states who originally granted them. In other words, we are basically seceding from the Union. Not only is that kind of movement happening in New Hampshire, they're forming a committee. The resolution says they want to form a committee to communicate to all 49 other states, urging them to do the exact same thing. We don't have in Maryland that large a movement yet, but we do have one legislator putting forth a sound money resolution demanding that the federal government end the Federal Reserve, return to constitutional money, which is silver and gold and so on. And so there's a shot across the bow being attempted here in this liberal state of Maryland. I know that Alaska has an independence movement that wants to secede, and Vermont won as well. And Montana threw down the gauntlet over the Second Amendment issue, demanding that the federal government abide by the Second Amendment, or, I'm paraphrasing their resolution, or if they would not abide by the Second Amendment, Montana would consider the contract with the federal government null and void. They'd broken and violated the contract, so Montana was basically threatened to secede from the Union. And, of course, the 14 southern states that I'm working with, all the ones that seceded in the Confederacy, and Maryland, which would have seceded if it had not had its legislature unjustly and unconstitutionally imprisoned by the violation of the law by our 16th president. If it hadn't, Maryland would have seceded as well. So there's 14 states of the southern states talking about secession if the response to our demands that the federal government get back within the boundaries established by the Constitution. You know, so there's huge sections of our country where people are up in arms. They're outraged. They are being taxed to death. They're being oppressed by all these regulations. They're experiencing exactly what our founders saw and stated in the Declaration. The encouraging thing to me, Dr. Stan, is it seems, as I read, you know, different remonstrances from different states and working with southern states, I see that there are people who have, many people have studied our course, people who understand the issues, and they're crafting their statements in constitutional language and stating it like New Hampshire did in such a clear way that you federal officials have violated the Constitution. We will not tolerate you continuing to violate the Constitution. We, the sovereign state of New Hampshire, will not allow that. And we'll take the powers back. We'll basically return to what we were before we joined the Union, and that is a sovereign nation, a sovereign state of New Hampshire and so on. So I am encouraged by what I see, because what I've read thus far and happening all over the country is the opinions are being put in obviously constitutional language. That is, the people have studied the issue. They're not just flying off the handle. They're not just coming up with some cockamamie idea. The difficulty we face, and it's the difficulty our founders face, the difficulty is a standing army. Now that Posse Comitatus has been killed unconstitutionally, I believe illegally, by President Bush, it means they have given themselves permission to use our army, our military, against we, the people, when we try to assert our rights.
And I think they want a dictatorship in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with evil people who have created intentionally and purposely this crisis. And if you haven't read my newsletters, you need to read them and understand just how they did it. The greatest scam in the world.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And certainly we've been talking about the fact that certainly states across this country, people are beginning to wake up and saying, look, the federal government is a lawbreaker, and they really are. I mean, but do not be misled by all this propaganda that's calling, you know, Barack Obama a socialist, a Marxist, pro-communist. He was put in power by the establishment. He has 11 members of the Trilateral Commission who are in his chief advisory committee. Positions, and basically what you have to understand is there's a small little cadre of very wealthy and powerful people who hate America, whose dedication is to the establishment of a one world government, and of course they're motivated by occult forces. That's all you have to know. And if you want to get more information, you go to our website. But right now we're talking about not the problem, but the solution. The solution is the American Constitution and the American people once again are becoming involved and insisting that our leaders follow the oath that they've sworn, even if they don't believe in it, if they don't believe in God. If they violate the oath they've sworn, they ought to be in prison. And we've got an awful lot of people in Washington, D.C. who need to stand before the bar of justice because they are intentionally and purposely destroying the monetary fabric of our nation and impoverishing our people. And they think they're going to get away with it. We can't let them. Go ahead, David.
That's right. Actually, our founders said that they recognized that there was attempts by their legislature, that is Parliament, to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. That is, they knew what their rights were. They knew what the boundaries of the English government were in terms of its relationship to the people. That is, they knew what the kind of constitution they were under. Well, most Americans don't, but we're seeking to remedy that because we need to recognize when the federal government, as well as when our state government, attempts to extend unwarrantable jurisdiction over us, when it tells us how much water we can flush down our toilet or things like that. We need to recognize they're out of bounds. They're the ones who are breaking the law, and we must not let them get away with it. Well, they conclude that that they are appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of their intentions. And so, again, they're appealing that God be the judge of what they're doing, that it's right what they're doing, it's not wrong. And again, they appeal to the divine power and providence to protect them with a reliance on the protection of divine providence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Here again is why so many of the modern scholars reject the Declaration. It's a clearly Christian document. It's speaking about the Christian God, the God of the Bible, that they are relying upon, and they're basing their whole argument upon the Bible. That's the key phrase. The laws of nature and nature's God refers directly to the Bible, and they say the king has violated God's law, therefore the king is out of bounds, the king has violated the English Constitution, he has violated our charters, and therefore the king has to go. We will no longer be under his rule. Well, we don't have to eliminate our form of government. In fact, all we have to do is restore that form of government that our founders designed for us. It's not that hard to do. And all it takes is enough Americans who understand these principles, understand the Constitution, and they insist that their federal officials will only obey those terms of our Constitution. And when they don't, they come down on them like a house of cards and crash on them, say, no, you're out of here. You cannot get away with doing these kind of wicked things.
And I think what's so important is that the Constitution is the law of our land. It's not what Obama says. It's not what Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, says. It's not what Nancy Pelosi says. It's not even what the Supreme Court says. It's what the Constitution says. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to read it and understand that it limits the power of the federal government over the lives of the people. And there's no justification there for providing for the health of the education of the welfare of the people. That's to be taken care of at the state and the local level. Go right ahead.
And that's why everybody needs to study very closely Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, because it states very clearly that only the things listed, and there's only 18 things listed there at Article 1, Section 8, that they may tax and spend for. If it doesn't exist on that list of 18, the federal government has no permission to tax and spend for anything other than those 18 things. And so the Department of Education on the federal level, it's not on the list. Therefore, every penny spent by the federal government for education is a violation. That is, it's a criminal action. You could see it as theft. They've stolen taxpayers' dollars to spend in a way that is completely against the law. They have broken the law, and they have become thieves. I know that many people like to refer to D.C. as the District of Criminals, and indeed, I think that's an appropriate title because they have broken the law. Well, the Declaration declares our independence, and immediately as they signed that, they faced a problem. And then all 13 states, all 13 colonies, now had no government. So they hurried back to their states, drafted constitutions for each of their individual state governments, and then reconvened to draw up what became the first functioning government on the level of all the states together, called the Articles of Confederation. And it was approved and modified and then finally ratified in 1777, but not all states ratified it actually until 1781. When we look at the Articles of Confederation, it really was more of a compact among states than a true constitution. And it had some strengths and it had some very serious weaknesses. Actually, some of the weaknesses that were arguments for forming the Constitution, we look at and say, wow, that doesn't look like a weakness at all. For example, there was no chief executive. That is, there was no president under the Articles of Confederation.
Well, we're going to have to cover that next week
because we're
out of time. But anyway, God bless you, David, and we'll be talking to you on all of our various networks and stations here in the coming days. And then we'll talk to you again next month
on
Genesis. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Understand, you know, when you get in discussions on these issues, for instance, what about health care? What are we going to do about these 46, million people who don't have any health care? People need health care, and they do need health care. And it's a terrible tragedy that 46 million people don't have health care, but they don't have health care because of government interference in the health care delivery system. At one time, everybody could get health care at the local county hospital. It is the responsibility of the state and the local government to provide health care, and there'd be plenty of money for it if the government hadn't created this scam aimed at impoverishing the people. And of course, once we get federal health care, we'll have federal rationing of health care, and they'll tell you what medicines you can take and where you'll go for your health care. And you think that medicine is expensive now? You just wait until the federal government's financing all the health care, and you're not going to be able to get it at all, and it'll be second-rate health care. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get back to our Constitution, and I fully support what David and the Institute of the Constitution are doing. Well, how do we explain what's going on? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our talk on the planned police state, and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get our material on concentration camps. Yes, we have a video on concentration camps. We have a 4-tape set on concentration camps. We have a lot of the government documents talking about setting up these concentration camps. We have the amazing clips where you'll actually see the congressman at the Iran-Contra hearings talking about the plan in case of a national emergency to round up the American people and put them in concentration camps. And you can see that footage either on the Shocker, it's a tape set or a video set, or the Amazing Clips was three videos or DVDs. And we're trying to get these on DVDs as much as we can. But you need to have this information. You need to show it to other people. There have been people in Congress who have been worried about this move to dictatorship. And we're talking about a ruthless dictatorship, just like they had in Hitler's Germany, because the same spiritual forces are at work in America. that were at work in here at Germany, and it's being financed by exactly the same people. Until you understand that, nothing really makes sense. If you haven't read Professor Sutton's book about how the United States financed Adolf Hitler, the book is Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, how they financed the Bolshevik Revolution and communism. The book is Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. For a brief summary of all of this, it's covered in my little pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. That's only $3.95. It's important you have it. It's important that you begin to get educated and you educate others. You want to explain what they're doing, how they've created this financial mess. You need to get my little pamphlet, The History of Money, to show how the time after time they've expanded the economy by making money readily available, and then they contract the economy and there's no money available, and they plunge the nation into shortages and desperation, and people lose their homes and their factories and their farms. And that's just what they're doing now. This whole thing is contrived. It's as phony as a $3 bill. If you haven't read my November and December newsletters, they're up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. So please go there. Get the information. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our programs on the satellite feed 9 hours a day.